Oh, just a few more weeks. Dad tried his new crutches today and got along beautifully. How's Grandma?
Oh, she's just fine. I'm driving her up to Rockdale and back tonight. She has to get some more clothes.
Well, did you get a sitter?
Yes, Miss Cathcart's going to stay with
Dennis while we're gone. Oh, I think he wants to talk to you.
Hi, Ma.
Hello, darling. How's my big boy?
Well, but we sure miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too. How's Grandma and Mr. and Mrs. Wilson?
They're fine. And you know what, Mom? Mr. Wilson is the nicest man in the whole wide, wide world.
He is?
Boy, is he great. He's all the time wanting to do things for you.
Well, that's nice. What does he want to do now?
He just told me he was going to fix my wagon. And it isn't even broken yet.
Even being on time, but not at the risk of indigestion.
Dennis, what are those strings on your fingers for?
Well, this one is to remind me not to forget that I got a string on the other finger to remind me of something.
What?
I think I forgot.
Where's your jacket, dear?
Do I have to wear a jacket, Grandma?
Yes, you do. I'll get it, and I'll bring you a sweater, Henry.
Oh, I'm all right, Mother.
Now, son, warmth helps digestion.
But, Mom...
You sound just like me.
I do it, Dad.
Hey, I just remembered. This one is to remind me to ask you for permission.
For what?
To bring something home from school. You see, it gets cold on the weekends when they turn the heat off, and the kids get to bring things home.
Like what?
There's Bob, the big long rat.
Well, I don't think so.
And there's a bunch of little white mice.
No mice, Dennis.
Okay, maybe I could get the parakeet. And there's a hamster, and there's a little teeny duck and a garter snake.
Are you going to a school or a zoo?
Can I have permission to bring something home?
Look, Dennis, your mother's away and your grandmother's having a rough enough time trying to take care of both of us. Besides, you've never learned to take care of anything properly.
I'll take care of what I bring, honest. Hey, there's even an incubator with eggs.
You just don't live up to your obligations with pets, Dennis. It took your mother and me 4 days to find that turtle.
I could bring something home, you'd see. It's just for the weekend.
Well, okay. All right, you get one more chance. But if you don't really take care of whatever you bring home, if anything happens to it, it'll be a long time before you get another pet. Now, is that a deal?
Promise.
Now, bundle up, boys.
You're the best dad in the whole world and a half.
Well, thank you.
Bye, Grandma. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye, son.
Oh, now be careful, you'll mush your hair.
Yes, Mother.
Now you'll have to straighten your tie.
Yes, Mother.
What time shall I tell Miss Cathcart to get here?
Oh, about 5 o'clock. You and I can have dinner on the way. Oh, good morning, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Mitchell. Mrs. Mitchell.
Good morning, Mr. Wilson.
I just wanted to remind you about the Neighborhood Association meeting at my house tonight.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. 8:30.
Golly, Mr. Wilson, I forgot all about it. I'm driving Mother up to Rockdale and back.
Well, maybe you can get back in time to attend some of the meeting, at least. We need a few level heads like yours.
Oh?
Oh, the firebrands are out in force. Why, they've even summoned Sergeant Mooney to attend the meeting.
What for?
Oh, some of the members are up in arms because of the lack of enforcement of some of the zoning laws and so on.
Maybe if you're still going when I get back, I'll drop over.
Oh, you do that.
I'd better get off to the office, Mother.
All right, dear.
Oh, by the way, Mitchell, how's your chess cutting?
Just fair, Mr. Wilson. Say, how's the game you're having with that expert in the East?
Oh, I have him completely stumped. I mailed him my move a month ago and haven't heard from him since. If he doesn't answer me by tomorrow, he'll lose by default.
Good.
Let's see if anything hatched on the way home.
Nope, none of them hatched.
They need heat to hatch. We gotta plug in the electricity.
What's electricity got to do with it?
An incubator is electrical. And it kind of sits on eggs, until they turn into chicks. It's the same as a hen.
If I was an egg, I'd rather be sat on by a hen than electrified.
Where are you going to find a hen big enough to sit on 30 eggs?
Yeah.
Come on, these eggs are getting cold.
30 eggs. Boy. Now I'll plug it in.
There we are. You keep your eye on them, Tommy, till I find something.
You can get awful tired looking at just eggs. When are they going to be chicks?
When they get heated enough from that electrical light. Here's one of the things I was looking for.
What do you want with that?
To mark the eggs. I'm going to put a blue mark on one side and a red one on the other. That is, if I can find a red crayon.
What are you coloring them for?
I'm going to put different marks on them so I won't get mixed up when I turn them.
Turn them?
Sure. Incubating eggs have to be turned several times a day, and these have to be turned again at 4 o'clock. Hey, be careful with that.
What is it?
A hen from a pirate ship. Honest? Well, it's from a ship.
Really?
Well, I found it on the beach, so what else could it be?
I'll give you my dried-up rattlesnake skin for it.
I'll look at the skin and decide. Hey, the light's out!
Yeah, the eggs are getting cold fast.
We gotta get another bulb right away. Here's one, Dennis. That's not the kind, Tommy.
What kind do we need?
What we gotta have is a 1-2-0-V-1-0-O-W-USA bulb.
USA?
USA.
Gosh, where are we gonna find one of those?
You keep your eye on the eggs, and I'll go look.
We'll return in a moment.
My magic kissing dragons is a magic place to you. With magic scented kisses, what magic things they do.
A magic kiss. Cherries.
When magic kissing dragons drink their magic perfume scented potion, then kiss, the magic appears.
Another magic heart.
And when they kiss the wishing well, My Magic Kissing Dragons. New figures and playsets, each sold separately. Wishing Well batteries not included.
We're the Kids Club Kids, we just wanna have fun. The Kids Club Kids do a speed case number one.
The Burger King Kids Club, where it's cool to be a kid. Once again with Burger King Sports, here's Steve.
As you can see, I'm here with the Kids Club All-Stars, sports toys featuring the Kids Club characters. You can collect all five, one with every kids meal, only at Burger King, where the Kids Club is a winning team. The Burger King Kids Club. I love this place.
A haunted house.
Wow,
Kellogg's Max. Scary how I love those sweet little puffs of wheat. A mirror? I'll shine some light on this mystery. There they are. Hey, what the... Gotcha. Oh, my. And I want a Smax to be part of my complete breakfast. Oh, kitty, look behind you. Yeah! Scaredy cat. Kellogg's Smax.
You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Dennis the Menace.
Oh, then you'll be here tonight. Bye. Goodbye.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Tommy. Dennis, I'm busy.
Me too, Mr. Wilson. I'm busy getting a light bulb. It's a 120V, 100W USA.
USA?
It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, I'll bet.
If I don't get a light bulb, I'll never get to have another pet.
Good.
But Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dennis. Well, if I let you have a bulb, will you go home?
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Well, good. Look around the room. Maybe you'll find one in one of the lamps.
Well.
Busy. Oh, not that one. Get away from that table. You might disturb my chess game.
My dad plays chess.
It's chess. And that table is set up like that because I'm playing a game with somebody.
You're playing with somebody? Now?
Right this very minute, I'm playing with a man, and I've got him in a very tough spot.
You're playing with a man?
Yeah.
Is he the invisible man, Mr. Wilson?
Invisible? Oh, fiddle-faddle.
Hey, Dennis! Here's a bulb, I betcha. Yeah, that's the one. I'll get it.
Operator, would you check Adam 64813? It's always busy.
Dennis. Hey, Mr. Wilson, catch!
Ow! Oh, Dennis, Tommy, for Pete's sake!
Dear.
Oh, thank you, Martha. Well, from my opponent in Bell Harbor. Oh, he's probably given up and is conceding defeat.
You're too good at chess, dear.
Oh, it couldn't be. It just couldn't be.
What is it?
Martha, listen to this. Dear Mr. Wilson, are you stumped? I've waited for a month now. It's your move.
Oh, dear.
Why, I thought all along it was his move. Oh, for heaven's sake. He's absolutely right. Oh, Martha, what am I going to do? If he doesn't hear from me by tomorrow, I'll lose by default.
Could you send him a wire?
Oh, Martha, you just don't understand why a problem such as this requires a week of concentration.
My George can do it.
Well, not unless I have absolute peace and quiet. I can't. Why, I should shut myself up in a dark room for an entire day without a sound or a distracting thought.
This'll do it. Now you put the bulb in, and I'll get the eggs. The eggs! The eggs! They're gone! Grandma, Grandma! Grandma, did you do anything with my eggs?
You shouldn't play with food, dear. There are too many hungry people in the world.
Grandma, did you see my eggs?
Yes, I found them in your room, and I put them in the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator? Hurry, Dennis! You can't let them get cold.
You can't?
They're special eggs, Grandma. I got them from school, and I'm taking care of them so they'll hatch.
Oh, my. Here, let me help you.
They gotta be put back in the incubator.
Just wait till Dad hears about this.
Now, never you mind. It's all my fault. I'll explain to your father.
Your turn, little chick.
and your turn, and your turn, and your turn.
How you doing, son?
I'm turning them, Dad, like you're supposed to. I sure hope they didn't get too cold in the icebox.
Grandma said they were only in there for a few minutes. They're okay.
I sure don't want anything to happen to my obligation.
Grandma told me all about it. You're doing a fine job, son. I'm real proud of you. Well, that must be Miss Cathcart. She's going to stay with you till we get back.
I like Miss Cathcart. I bet you'll be glad to see my eggs.
One good turn deserves another, Mother, bless her, used to say.
Did your mom, bless her, have an incubator?
Oh, dear. Well, time for you to go Betty-bye. Lights out.
Oh, don't turn the light on the incubator. They gotta have light on all the time. They're my obligation.
Oh, goodness. Come on. Sleep tight. To sleep, perchance, to dream. But you don't know who said that.
Your mom, bless her?
No. Shakespeare. He was a famous playwright, born in 1564.
Did you know him well?
Good night, Dennis. I'll hang it up for you, Mrs. Elkins. Just take a seat.
Yes, and, you see, it's my move, and so I have to wire my opponent tomorrow. Excuse me. May I have your attention, folks, please? I, first of all, want to thank you for coming out on such a dismal evening. But since we have nowhere near the number for a quorum, I'm forced to call this meeting adjourned. So be it.
Just a minute, quorum or no quorum. I have something on my mind. And since Sergeant Mooney of the police force is present, I intend to put it on the agenda. And so do I.
I should say so.
But I thought, I thought with so few here, it being so bad a night out, that you'd all want to rush right home.
In all this rain? I should say not. We're not moving.
Absolutely not.
Well, in that case, the meeting is now open.
Mrs. Elkins.
Well, it's a silly law.
Well, I have a complaint. Tinkerbell comes to my house and disturbs the birds that come to take a bird bath. Sergeant Mooney, I want that cat arrested.
Now, ladies.
Now, see here,
there's another law that prohibits the raising of barnyard fowls and other animals, and Sergeant Mooney here doesn't even attempt to enforce it. Mr. Wade here has a couple of pet roosters that are the nuisance of the neighborhood. It's useless to try to sleep past sunrise.
Now, wait just a minute,
now,
Maurice.
Now, it's up to you, Sergeant.
I should say.
You're right, folks. It's the letter of the law, but most folks around here didn't want to have it enforced. But from now on, anyone with any animal running around without a leash or possessing a barnyard animal or fowl is going to get the book thrown at him.
Oh, get the back door, will you, Martha, please?
And I'll start right now by making out a ticket against Mr. Wilson for letting his dog run around without a leash. The judge will fine you $5. And Mr. Wade back here will be fined $10 for his two roosters. That's $5 a chicken. And Mrs. Elkins here will also get a $5 ticket for letting her cat run around without a leash.
Oh, that's outrageous. That's enough to put us to
hell. I've never heard anything so ridiculous. Sir,
all in favor?
Dennis, come on in. Hello, Miss Cathcart. Is something wrong?
My electricity went off, and I gotta have electricity, Mrs. Wilson.
You want to go to bed here?
I gotta stay up and watch my eggs.
Your eggs?
Yeah, in the incubator. Where's the place to plug this in, Mrs. Wilson? I can't wait for Mr. Wilson to see him.
Well, I don't think you better show them to Mr. Wilson now, Dennis. You see, there's this meeting, and then he has his chest problem.
Oh, mustard plaster's marvelous.
I said chest problem.
I just thought it would be fun for them to watch them when they hatch.
Hatch? You mean there are going to be little chickens?
Sure, Mrs. Wilson. Any time now.
But it's against the law. Sergeant Mooney's on the rampage.
Martha. Oh, Martha.
Quick, don't let him find them.
Oh.
Martha, where's my fountain pen? That Sergeant Mooney's making me sign a ticket.
I'll get it, dear.
But Dennis... Well, Miss Cathcart, what's wrong with you?
Bad back.
What's that electric light cord?
Special electric blanket. It's my sacroiliac.
Oh, you know, I've had a bad sacroiliac for years, and in damp weather, it's murder. Well, is it any good? Well, let me try it.
Oh, no, it's damp out tonight. I better stay here a little longer.
Come now, don't be selfish, woman. Let me try it. What do? Just lean back on it? Well, it doesn't feel very warm.
Baby must be starting to hatch.
Hatch?
Look, there's one pecking away the shell.
What in the world?
Little chickens, Mr. Wilson. I'm going to have 30 of them.
Oh, no.
Hey, Wilson. Mr. Wilson.
Sergeant Mooney.
The meeting will adjourn just as... Sign that ticket.
Just a second, Sergeant.
What's the matter with you?
He has a bad sacroiliac. That's a special electric blanket.
Well, I got a bad back, too. Let me try it.
Oh, well, it feels so good. Just a few more minutes,
no,
please,
let me
Sergeant.
Try it. Let me try it. What's going on?
Scott.
Oh. Chickens, huh? You're raising chickens right under my nose. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 3 times 5. That'll be $15.
That's 4. That's $20.
And that one makes it $25.
But, Sergeant, they aren't mine. They belong to Dennis.
Dennis is a miner, and they're on your property.
Mr. Wilson, have you seen... Dennis, what are you doing over here?
Our electricity went out, Dad. And I bought the eggs over here. And they're hatching.
Mitchell, do something. Sergeant Mooney's dug up an old law, and it's costing me $5 for every egg that hatches.
That's right, Mr. Mitchell.
But the chickens belong to Dennis.
Well, actually, they belong to the school, Sergeant Mooney. Dennis is just taking care of them. It's a lesson in learning to take care of an obligation.
That's right, Mooney. Find the school if you have to find someone.
Well, I can't find the school. They don't have any money. Sign the ticket and I'll be on my way.
It's all signed here.
Thank you.
Is Mr. Marie still here?
I think so.
Do you know if he makes house calls to repair TV sets at night?
I guess so, if it's an emergency.
Well, I really hate to miss Studio One.
Studio One? That's been off the air for years.
You see, my TV set's in worse shape than I thought. Now let him walk me home. Good night, all.
Thanks, Miss Cathcart.
Thanks, Miss Cathcart.
Well, I guess you better go, Dennis.
Oh, that's a good idea. You see, I have a long night ahead of me with my chest problem.
But they're hatching, Dad. I can't leave them here while they're hatching.
Of course you can't, dear.
Martha.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll put a little folding cot in here and you can stay right with your baby chicks.
Well, are you sure it's all right, Miss Wilson?
Of course.
But Martha, my chest problem, solitude. Martha.
Oh, what a night. I've had a living room full of creeps and now a kitchen full of cheeps.
Another one just hatched, Mr. Wilson. I guess it's your night, Mr. Wilson.
My night. My night in the chess game.
Oh, why, he's right. Why, if I sacrificed my night, it would be... Yes. If I sacrificed my knight, it would be the cheapest move I could make. I let him have my knight, and then there's only one logical move he can make. And then, I've got him! I've got him! Martha, wake up! What number do I dial to send the telegram?
Mark Summers here, wondering, will it be the Pie Pod, the Pie Wash, or the Pie Coaster for my next unsuspecting guest? Find out on What Would You Do? It's right here next on Nickelodeon.
Has been a Screen Gems film.